And sit with the spine nice and tall. Body solid, relaxed. Om. Take a few deep breaths. We continue in this vichara, this investigative meditation. Looking at myself closely, grosser layers slowly to the more subtler layers that are more and more close to myself. So we saw the most external layer would be Annamaya Kosha, which is my physical body. Then when we looked closer at ourselves, we saw that the Annamaya is totally filled, permeated by Pranamaya, by the life force, by energy. So really speaking, the Annamaya is made out of Pranamaya. When I see this, the physical body, as though it doesn't exist, because it's made out of energy, not out of physical material. The Pranamaya swallows the Annamaya. As I see, it is only Pranamaya. Then when we looked closer, we saw that I'm not an energy being, but a thought being, Manomaya. My whole experience is in thought. No thought, no experience. I feel the body within my mind. The Pranamaya, hunger or thirst, I feel in the mind. The simple act of conscious breathing. Doing the action is thought. I think to do, and then I push the thought in a certain way, and it happens. I feel the sensation in the mind. So the thought pervades my energy being. So really the energy being is made out of the thought being. So I'm Manomaya. Then when we looked a little closer, when we do this, we see that every thought is a series of distinctions. Binary. Distinction between two things. Starting from I and not I. That's aham and idam. Me and the world. And slowly separating left, right. Up and down. Mine, not mine. Wanted, not wanted. Seeing or hearing. etc. slowly, and all these distinctions build up to thought. Every thought is a whole series of distinctions. The intellect distincts different things. Or I can say, I'm the thinker, I'm not the thought. The thought is the instrument, I, the intellect, the thinker, is who I am. So I am Vijnanamaya, intellect. Now at some point I sleep, and in the sleep I dream, and then I have deep sleep, sushupti. In the deep sleep, where did the intellect go? Where is the factor that separates, divides things? It's nowhere to be found. But I'm still there. Since I wake up and I say I slept deeply. I knew nothing. Something which is my essential nature is there all the time. Like H2O is in water, whether it's in liquid, solid, or gas form. The nature is H2O, the same. So if now the intellect is distinguishing between things, separating, in deep sleep that faculty isn't there, but I'm there. Meaning this isn't my essential nature, I'm something other than the intellect, becomes an instrument. During the waking, at times when I'm content, times when I'm very happy, for a little while I drop these distinctions. For a few moments, short time. And I try to repeat this, something that makes me happy, because I like the feeling happy, because I drop the layers, the intellect, the mind. Since this is the joyful experience of something deeper within me, we call it the Anandamaya Kosha, blissful sheath. When the mind is caught up in things, it can have the pairs of opposites of likes, dislikes, ups and downs, happiness, sadness. When it drops them, simply blissful within my own self. Just as the sun is visible, then hidden behind the clouds, later visible again, like this, some of the time visible, some of the time not. But it's there the whole time. Similarly, this inner experience, the anandamaya is there, just gets covered up by all my other thoughts and ideas. When the cloud of these ideas parts for some time, then it's shining brightly there again. It was there the other times too, I just wasn't aware of it. So this way, when I look closer at myself, I see I'm not the Vijnanamaya, I'm the Anandamaya, not the intellectual sheath, but the blissful sheath. Asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya om purnamadah purnamidham purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi.